be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
Republican VP candidate Mike Pence returning to his home state after massive tornadoes yesterday. Here's a story from Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's running mate is also, remember, still the governor of Indiana, and Mike Pence has left the campaign trail to go back to his state after a string of tornadoes struck yesterday.
We have 8 confirmed tornadoes in the state of Indiana, at least 3 that touched down on the ground.
One tornado carving a path through parts of the city of Kokomo, destroying homes. Pence says there is a little bit of good news, though.
I say with a grateful heart that we have no reports of serious injuries or deaths as a result.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The week after the highest paid actors list came out, the highest paid actors are now out. Dwayne The Rock Johnson tops the Forbes list of the world's highest paid actors. He made $64 million in 2016. He knocked Iron Man Robert Downey Jr. out of the top spot. USA Radio News.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
If you've ever been to a restaurant with outside seating when a windstorm hits, you know how bad it can get with the umbrellas flying away. One employee of a restaurant almost died saving one. Here's the story.
Surveillance footage from the Pub and the People shows Walter Thomas dashing out into last Wednesday's storm to save an umbrella from blowing away. A split second after he steps away, a large tree crashes down in that very spot. Patrons inside the bar can be heard screaming, thinking Thomas was squashed, but fortunately he wasn't injured. The restaurant's owner says since last week's incident, he's told all the employees that saving the umbrellas just isn't worth the risk. Nick Bovey, Washington.
The man who received the world's first face transplant is marking a milestone. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
I mean, I don't really have any challenges now. I mean, the challenge was before the surgery, before the transplant. Every day I had to get up and, you know, get myself motivated to face the world.
It was back in 2001 that Patrick Hardison was working as a volunteer firefighter in Mississippi when he was badly burned. Last year, plastic surgeons at NYU matched Hardison with a Brooklyn, New York man who died in a biking accident, and they transplanted his face from the scalp to the collarbone. A year later, doctors say the transplanted face shows no sign of rejection. Hardison says he's now driving, swimming, and living a normal life.
Biggest challenge in the day, well, I got 5 kids, so that's every day. It's a challenge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More news at usaradio.com.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, and the program is Teachable Moments in Business. It's Thursday, August 25th. This program is held weekly from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we encourage you to listen each week because the subject matter does change each week. So the question is, where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. As I said, I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I'm the owner of Russ Moore Mentoring Group, and I'm your host here for the hour on Internet Radio. So be sure to listen into the program, and if you go to the website, you'll see the archive, and you can rerun a lot of these programs that we've been conducting, and each one is very, very special. So today we have a wonderful person to interview, whose name is Linda Reed Friedman. And she and I met at a business card exchange at the Chamber about a month ago. And she is the owner of Advanta Strategies Consulting Services, and she also owns 110 Shared Space in Clinton. So I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, and thank you for the invitation. It was delightful.
Well, it's good that you're here, and good that we can chat today about a lot of different things about business, because you have a tremendous amount of background to work from that undoubtedly will get you...
It sounds like I'm old, so... We would just like to say I do have some experience.
Well, that's my line. In fact, my line is I started when I was about 10 or 12 years old.
Oh, yes, me too.
Did you start then as well?
Yes, I think I started when I was 5, actually, selling those seeds to our neighbors through the PTA. That's where I got my sales training from.
It's interesting that you say that because you and I have talked about the fact that I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach.
Yes.
And I have a similar circumstance. I was into guerrilla marketing before guerrilla marketing became
yes.
known. Guerrilla marketing actually became known in the middle 80s, and it was developed by J. Conrad Levinson. But this is my story is that when I was growing up, you know how kids always sell lemonade?
Yes.
At the curb?
Yes.
Well, we lived in a brand new housing development, and our home was in the middle of the development. So very few cars actually went past my house. They'd have to go past a couple roads to get into where I lived. So my dad, who was very good about making things, he made a wagon for me. It was blue. I remember a blue wagon. And my mother had a kiddie table. We put that onto the flat wagon top. Mm-hmm. And my mom put ice into a cooler, which we stored underneath of this little kiddie table. And then I made signs saying, you know, lemonade or whatever, Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. whatever I was selling at the time. And we pulled it around the neighborhood.
Wow.
And I forced my brother to announce that we were selling cold drinks. And we had the cups all set up on the table and
wow.
so forth. And the pitchers of the drinks. So think about it. That's, you know, guerrilla marketers know who their target audience is, and they go after them. They don't wait to be found. They go
That's
out
right.
and they reach out
That's
to their
right.
target. That's exactly what I did. So I was a guerrilla marketer at the age
way
of
before.
About 8. That's exactly right. So I'm really glad that you're here. We have a word from our advertisers, and we're going to take a look at the weather for today. So bear with me here a moment.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, it's time to take a look at the weather. When I came here this afternoon, it was getting warm out, but it's still nice, although I think there was the reports are that there would be some humidity today. So right now we're looking, it's about 84 degrees right now, and the sky was relatively clear, it seems to me, when we were coming in this afternoon. But according to the extended weather forecast, we're looking at isolated showers and mostly cloudy with a low of 70 degrees this afternoon and this evening. So we want to get ready for that. In fact, they're saying showers between 7 to 10 p.m. and with a low of around 70, as I said. So tomorrow, again, we're looking at isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, although it's mostly sunny with a high near 92. with a light wind of 5 to 8 miles per hour. But a chance of rain is about 20%. And then tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 65 degrees. And then Saturday, sunny and so forth. I'm going to share with you an extended weather forecast a little bit later on here in the program.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Vicki Lynn Morgan, Teachable Moments in Business, and we have a wonderful businesswoman who's going to share some ideas with us today, Linda Reed Friedman. You know, business is changing at a very rapid pace today, and I think also that business people need to look to other people, other folks for ideas.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, look for mentors who can assist them, because if you don't keep up to speed with what's going on in your own industry, as well as what's going on in the world and technology, you can get behind very quickly.
Very quickly.
So what are some of your thoughts along those lines, and perhaps tie them into some of the experiences that you've had?
What an open-ended question.
Yeah,
I could go on forever.
I love open-ended questions.
Yes, you did a fabulous job. Well, I think I was very lucky about 20 years ago with some good friends who we're discussing having a computer. I had the first computer in 1985, and I can remember vividly, because I was working in my basement at the time, and it was a cinder block space with Big Bird was painted on one wall from the previous owner of the home. And my husband and this computer guy came in and set up the computer. And then looked at me and said, voila! And I didn't know where the on button was, let alone how to use the computer. And my husband was not a part of the business at that point in time. And he was away on business frequently. And I can remember my bedtime reading material being how to use these computer programs, which, of course, were not really user-friendly at the time, and how do you merge a document. And I can remember working till midnight on an Excel spreadsheet, putting in all this information. I was doing commercial interior design and tabulating an inventory, which meant the size of the desk, the shape, and what have you, where it was located in the building, where it was going. And I finished at 11:30, and I was just exhausted, and I shut the computer off. And that was before Excel said, "Have you saved your work yet?"
Oh, goodness, I hear you.
It was, oh, my, what a memory.
So really what you had I had a similar start
yes.
to what you just explained. And now today, if you're not up to speed with the technology, Excel spreadsheets.
Oh, my goodness.
And QuickBooks.
And it even goes beyond that, in that you really need to be up to what's happening on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram. You need to be able to maneuver your way through the social network, because if you don't, you get lost.
Yes, you do.
Just get lost. And the technology becomes more and more complicated, and learning how to... I designed and put together my own website because I just did not want to be, if those of you who do this work, I've gotten a much healthier respect, but I did not want to be held hostage by someone who knew how to do and make changes on my website, and I didn't.
Right. So you have to figure, you had to educate yourself.
I educated myself.
Systems.
And now I'm taking an HTML course, and I have an even healthier respect because it's not only HTML, it's CSS and a little JavaScript thrown in. And the people that do this are amazing.
They really are.
Absolutely,
yeah,
amazing.
And those of us who don't know these things say, well, my computer's broken. Just fix it just, so I can get back to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I do a lot of consulting of small business owners, and I teach quite a few classes at Raritan
yes.
Valley Community College for the Small Business Development Center. One of the aspects of business that I think small business owners really struggle with is not having a system for keeping track of their customer information. I think databases and database marketing is critical. I personally have three databases, mm-hmm. one of which I've had for probably – I own Animal Brands, which is a manufacturer's rep agency. That's one of my three businesses. And that database I think I've had for close to 35 years.
Wow.
And we have over 16,000 records on that database.
Yes.
So by capturing information constantly, whenever I speak to somebody or I have get hearsay about
constantly.
Somebody, it goes on the database, exactly. So I can actually prospect for business on my own computer.
Yes.
Have you had in systems that you've been able to work
always,
with?
Always, always. I've worked with the ACT system for mm-hmm. years, and then I used Goldmine for a little bit.
Okay.
And then a friend said they used Outlook. And I couldn't believe how easy it was to use and how much documentation could be captured mm-hmm. because I want to know the conversation I had with that person. I want to know if it's a woman, if she has children and a husband and what her hobbies are so that the next time I speak to her, which may be 3 months later, and she is no longer on my radar in terms of having that information readily mm-hmm. available, that I can look it up. But I also add in, where did I meet her? When did I meet her? What was that conversation about the first time so that I can refer back to it? In fact, after I started my business, you never get business instantly. Nobody comes up and says, oh, would you, here, take my money and do this work. And some of my clients took 8 and 10 and 15 years to acquire. And this was way before LinkedIn or Facebook when you would know what a person looked like. And I will share this story because it really is somewhat comedic. I tried to reach out to Bob Smith, who was the former mayor of Clinton at the time, but he was also in facilities at JCP&L. And he was my target guy. And people in town and in Flemington and in Clinton said, oh, let me introduce you to Bob. Well, they kept trying to, and it never worked, and it never worked, and it never worked. And then I just happened to meet him at an organizational meeting where he wanted to be, and he turned around, and lo and behold, there was his name tag. And I was able to say, you know, I've been trying to reach you for 5 years. Let's have lunch. I didn't say let's have lunch. I said, may I give you a call and perhaps we could set up an appointment? And he generously said yes. And then we saw each other all over town because we were both active in the community, but it was before people knew what each other looked like. So that I had been seeing this man for 5 years, and I didn't know what he looked like in order to make that connection. And we had since had a really wonderful relationship. But it took
good.
A long time.
Yeah, it does take time to build those relationships.
It does.
And then you have to keep it going and
That's
have a
right.
system for tracking them and making notations. I know
That's
in
right.
my in my own database, because in my pet business, I sell to distributors who sell to feed stores, pet shops, kennels, vets, and groomers. I need to know who sells what to whom.
Yes.
And also have the callback dates and so forth. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of these things. I'm going to break here for a moment.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, the owner of Rushmore Mentoring Group, and we have Linda Reed Friedman here today, who has a great background. In fact, I was in reading your resume. You are an interior. Is it decorator or designer?
Yeah, it's designer. It's not decorator. I can't decorate myself out of a paper bag.
Okay.
Actually,
so you're a designer.
I'm a designer.
And then you became a member of Toastmasters.
I did.
Which came first? Or
well, actually, the sad part is that when I was first invited to Toastmasters, I said, "Oh, I don't have enough time for that." And so I did my interior design business and then retired from that, moved away, and the opportunity came to join Toastmasters. And once I entered that organization, I realized that I should have done it 20 years earlier because my life would be so different and I would be doing so many different things.
Such as?
Well, as a commercial interior designer, my clients were all the corporate group. I mean, it was the Fortune 500 crowd who needed the type of design services that I provided, which was facility design and engineering. If I had taken that and started speaking about that in conjunction with building a business and how to get corporate clients while I was in the midst of doing it, I would have attracted more corporate clients.
Yeah, I can see that would be
true. It would have just blown up. And especially because during that time period, professional speakers, motivational speakers, even informational speakers were hard to come by. Now more and more people are saying, oh, I can talk. They may talk, they can't speak. That's a whole other story for another time. But not as many people were doing that. Not as many people were putting themselves out there. So I would have been in really great shape today as a speaker.
Yeah, you really would have been.
Yes.
I'm curious. I want to ask you more about Toastmaster, but as a sidebar, have you looked into the National Speaker Association, NSA?
I was a member when I was out in State College, and we used to travel out to Pittsburgh a mere 3 hours one way on a Saturday morning because the meetings were so powerful and so informational. They did a phenomenal job as the Pittsburgh National Speakers Association organization. Having come back into this area and living in Allentown, the trip to Philadelphia and the fact that it was a daytime event became problematic, and it just wasn't worth my participation at that point.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've been to some of the NSA meetings, but because I teach all the meetings, there's only one chapter in New Jersey.
Yes.
And I meet down in the Bridgewater area. Great people. I've met a number of folks there that I've been friends with for a long time. But I teach so many classes at nighttime, it kind of curtails some of the networking events like that that I can do. But that's something that I do recommend. In fact, when I teach my classes in selling skills and in marketing, I teach an elevator speech, and I give them a template to follow.
Yes.
And so many people are afraid to speak up, and they're so shy. In fact, I had a telephone consultation recently with a woman who said that she just doesn't know what to say to people when she's in a business situation or a networking situation. So she shies away from really reaching out. And I said, it's probably because you don't know what to say or how to create a statement that will get other people to talk.
Yes. And that's a fabulous segue into the fact that I'm going to be offering a Practice Your Pitch segment on the it will be on a Monday evening, and I believe it's the second Monday. It's Tuesday. It's going to start September 13th from 7 to 8:30, and it will be a Practice Your Pitch. And there are three different pitches, as you know. The first pitch is your 20 seconds at a leads group, and the second is your elevator speech, and then the third one is when someone says to you, well, and what do you do?
Yeah.
And you're at a networking event, or you're in a social environment, or sometimes your friends come up and say, well, what are you doing lately? You really need to have written it down, have a good handle on what to come back with. And so I'm offering Practice Your Pitch for three different segments, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to write your first leads. Give us your first 20 seconds. Practice it with each other. Hear what other people have to say about it. What do they think about you? What are you communicating when you say that? And don't just have one, because if you say the same thing over and over and over again, nobody is listening after the fourth time.
That's true.
So you need to freshen it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And nobody really cares who you are, so don't say, hi, my name is, and I'm really scared, because by the time you say those three words, your time's up and the bell's over. You're done.
Speaking of bells, I belong to Somerset Hills Business Network, which is an affiliate of the Gateway Chamber of Commerce out of Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yes.
I'll never forget this one time. And Somerset Hills, we give 30-second elevator speeches, and we ring a bell.
Yes.
So there was a fellow who stood up, and he said, well, this is my first time to this meeting, and I have a new job, and my boss wanted me to come and tell you what we do because we're looking for some more business opportunities, and the bell rang.
Yes.
And we never knew what he did, and I don't think he ever came back. So, and then there was somebody who used to say, I can help you. I can do your lawn, your gardening. I can help you design greeting cards. I can teach you how to play a trumpet. And she had about five or six, seven different things that she did. God bless her. It just, after a while, we didn't see her again either.
Right.
So you have to know your target audience, and you have to be able to say something that resonates with those listeners.
Yes, and some of those people say their things, and they wonder why they don't get any business.
Exactly. I think one of the things that really bugs me when I hear elevator speeches is that they are all focused on what the person does and not what's in it for the people to do business with them. So, in other words, they're what you would call product-driven, or they say what they do, but they don't give the benefits. So today you have to be driven by the needs of the audience.
Absolutely.
And people just don't get that. I'm glad you got on this topic because one of my stories that I share with my students, I was speaking at a trade show in the pet industry a couple of years ago, and I always work the crowd, so to speak, before I actually speak out up front.
Absolutely.
So I know who's in the room. So there was this woman who walked in, and I said to her, "What do you do for a living?" She said, "Well, I make it easy to own a pet." Now, are you a pet owner?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Well, we know that, you know, pets are part of the family without a doubt. We've gone through, the industry has gone through quite a movement to for the humanization of pets, and
yes,
they are part of the family without a doubt. But pets also have our ups and downs with our pets. You know, they're worse. Sometimes they're worse than the kids.
That's right.
<You know? laughs> So when she said to me, "I make it easy to own a pet," you can imagine, being in the pet industry, how intrigued I was by that statement. I said, "Well, what exactly do you do?" She actually followed the template that I teach. So what she said was, "Well, you know how pet parents today are working, they have long hours, and the pets are home alone by themselves all day, and the pet parents is anxious to get home at the end of that day. Well, sometimes they get home at the end of the busy day, and they discover that the cupboard is bare and there's no food or treats. We have a home delivery service of pet food and supplies, which means that they can come home at the end of that busy day knowing there's ample food in the cupboard, and they can enjoy their evening at home with their pet." And I said, "Wow." I said, "That was quite an elevator speech." And she said, "Well, I just learned it yesterday." Honest to goodness. But that really – so what I tell my my clients and my students, if you can remember the statement, "I make it easy to own a pet," that can be an automatic trigger.
Absolutely.
That reminds you to sell the benefit of what you have to offer in so
right.
many words. So.
And so I'm going to use that line right now,
yeah,
because I make it easy for you to look professional and to have a professional space.
Yeah, there you go. So let's talk about your professional space.
The professional space is 100 in shared space. And it's a professional space so that when the time comes that you need to interview a new employee or perhaps consult with your client or share some information, you can look as good as the information that you've put together for them.
That's very nice. Very nice.
And it is. It's wonderful. And the space has been used by Pittsburgh Plate Glass, came and used it actually for a sales meeting that they brought people in from several different locations. And locally, a woman has used it to show off to her client in a big screen format all the big information that she had put together for them. And it's so much more impressive to show you the whereabouts of your where your MailChimp is gone or where your constant contact has gone, if you can see it on a big screen.
Yeah.
It seems bigger than if you look at an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with a couple of skinny little lines.
That's true. Well, I want to talk about your space a little bit further. Let's go on. We're going to listen to some news and to hear some extended weather.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Get countries like Russia and Iran to use their influence with the Assad regime to expedite the kind of political transition that everybody acknowledges is necessary.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest explaining, despite proof that the Syrian regime is using chemical weapons against civilians, President Obama is not going to take any action against the Syrian government. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence back in his home state of Indiana addressing officials in Kokomo after yesterday's tornado outbreak.
The efforts here to give proper warning to this community, to be there for the families once this very serious storm and tornado moved through this area is a great credit to a city that knows how to deal with difficulty.
Volkswagen announcing today they've reached a deal with their car dealers whose businesses were damaged as a result of Volkswagen's emissions cheating scandal. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16 plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods. No MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Well, folks, let's take a look at the extended weather forecast. Just as a recap, right now we're looking at some isolated showers tonight between 7 and 10 p.m. Tomorrow, again, showers after 2 p.m. with a 20% chance of getting that rain. Now, Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. Oh, it's going to start getting cool. Saturday, sunny. Oh, that's good. Saturday is sunny with a high near 89. And then on Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. So that sounds like a wonderful day to be outside with your family and to enjoy the outdoor activities. On Sunday, we're looking at a high near 88. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 66. Oh, goodness. And then Monday, we're looking at being... the weather partly sunny with a high near 89, so the temperature may go up a little bit. So that's your extended forecast. It sounds like you've got a great opportunity to have a wonderful weekend based on this weather. You won't have to be inside like we have had to do the last couple of weeks when we've had rain. So we're back again with Linda Reed Friedman. She is the owner of Advanta Strategies as well as Hunterdon Shared Space. She has great background she's been sharing with us, which I really appreciate it. And speaking of sharing, you have Hunterdon Shared Space.
I do have Hunterdon Shared Space. And basically, it's about 2,000 square feet of space. And 1,000 of it is a fabulous space to have workshops and seminars. In fact, we're talking about having yoga classes there, doing some meditation, mm-hmm. in addition to informational seminars. And in an effort to market that space, I decided to promote several things just to get the space used and filled with energy. And one of them is this Hunterdon Clue Club. And we started it with Linda Waterhouse, who did a fabulous job. Of course, it wasn't labeled that at the time, but Linda did an introduction to Facebook marketing, and from what I understand, we're going to be doing another one very shortly.
Very nice.
Another introduction to Facebook marketing. And then we had David White, who did an introduction to negotiation, and we had some feet on the street, so to speak, experiences, what happens when, fabulous workshop. And then my next workshop is with Caitlin Ritter, who has Humor in Our Midst. She teaches at Centenary College and is a comedian. And she's going to be speaking about humor in the workplace. And then Darlene Schaefer of Bedard, but she will be speaking about how do we keep our money. She's a forensic accountant, a fabulous speaker, and she will be having the second segment in October. And then you are coming in November. Woohoo!
I'm going to be there.
Absolutely exciting.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I am too, and so are some of the people I've already spoken to. I'm taking December off because that day is between Christmas and New Year's. It's the fourth Tuesday. And the fourth Tuesday in January, Sharon Cornfield will be coming. She is a professional and credentialed image consultant speaking to us about branding ourselves physically and about what we wear to communicate who we are in our business world. So I'm very excited about having those four speakers. Of course, in addition to the second Tuesday, we have Practice Your Pitch. And on the third Monday, It's getting very complicated, but also very exciting. The third Monday is an advanced Toastmasters group.
Really?
So the advanced part means that, well, first of all, it starts at 7 o'clock and ends at 8:30. The people there have completed anywhere between 6 and maybe 100 speeches. But you have to have at least 6 speeches under your belt as part of Toastmasters in order to be a member. And then the evaluations as part of Toastmasters are much more critical, much more detailed, whereas if you go to an initial meeting, people will say, you really did this fabulously. You looked people in the eye. I have one suggestion for you. Whereas in an advanced Toastmasters group, they'll say, yeah, you know, we know you can talk, but you know, you really did not manage your space. You kept wandering around too much.
Oh my.
Or grammatically, these two words were not appropriate for the message that you were trying to communicate. Or the first time I went to an advanced Toastmasters group, the woman looked at her watch and said, Linda, you didn't give me your message until 2 minutes into your speech. I said,
Oh,
I guess if it's a motivational speech, I should start earlier. And so she raked me over the coals politely. I volunteered to become a better speaker as a result of Shel Taylor's fabulous, fabulous evaluation.
That is really interesting. Boy, I have to say, I do a lot of speaking, but I've never been challenged like that.
Oh, you get the challenges are really, they're appropriate, they're interesting. They really make you a fabulous speaker.
That's
a
really,
fabulous
really.
Speaker.
I wonder how many of the folks who have become certified through the NSA have been through this program at Toastmasters.
Well, actually, Darren LaCroix, who is an active member of NSA and is also became the best speaker in the world in 2000-something. I'm not quite sure. He started off as an accountant, and part of his winning speech was, he said, I went to my mom and dad and said, Mom, Dad, I'd like to be a comedian. And they said, you're an accountant. This is the funniest thing you have ever said to us. And he had gone on to be a very funny speaker and teaches you how to be a more comedic speaker as part of his business plan. But he's an active member in NSA and also in Toastmasters and uses Toastmasters as I do to let's try out some material. Let's see what the responses are going to be. Because if you don't speak often enough, you lose your edge. And that edge has to do with courage and really being able to sync with your audience on some level. And I can't even put my finger on it, but it's amazing because if you don't do it for 3 months or 6 months, you don't communicate in the audience the same way.
Yeah, when I first started speaking in the pet industry at some organizations, for some organizations, I was nervous, of course, and I had volumes of notes in front of me. And one time I think I stood up with one of those fan folds and dropped it as to make a joke out of all the things I was going to talk about.
Yes.
Kind of cascaded on the floor. But now when I speak at some of these events, I honestly don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Now, I probably should be more structured. I don't know how it works in Toastmasters, but based on the audience, based on what I know about them and about the topic that I want to share with them, I'll start off, and sometimes I say things that I didn't know I was going to say. But it seems to work out okay.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
as long as you're happy with
I've
it,
never
that's
been
all that
critiqued, so we'll see. One of the things you that you mentioned was how people dress.
Yes.
And their personal yes. their personal branding, so to speak. Today I gave a 2-hour program on how to work a trade show, and it's actually the part here at the chamber, and
yes.
it's a 2-part program. The first part today was 2 hours, and it was based on how to choose the appropriate venue and how to make decisions on your booth setup and some other tips that I gave. I'll do the second half of that program in, I think it's the latter part of October.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we'll talk about what you do on the show floor. What do you do during the show? And then what do you do afterwards to bring the whole picture together? So it's really what you do before, during,
and after
the show.
You have to do something after the show?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you just sat there and smiled.
That's right.
I bet you have to stand up and talk to people, too.
And you do have to talk to people. And, in fact, here's one of my sidebars. I was asked by a trade association to do programs before a show that was on the order of brainstorming. And we'd have three or four exhibitors come in and sit down with me, mm-hmm. and we'd go over all kinds of questions that might and concerns that they had about the trade show that was starting the next day. Oh. I'll never forget this one lady said to me, "Now, when somebody comes in your booth, what do you say?" Now, mind you, this woman had probably spent anywhere from, say, $5,000 to $8,000 to be at that event. And she said, "What do I say when somebody walks in the booth?" But that's one of my little sidebar stories.
I know. It's amazing, isn't
it? It is amazing. But when it comes to dress, we often are asked, what do you wear in the booth? And I think the important thing is to, first of all, look like you belong in the booth, but to dress in a way that you can be that you'll be remembered.
Yes, and sometimes
in a positive way.
Yes. I was just thinking about the guy I saw standing in his booth with shorts on. That might be appropriate if what you're selling is golf equipment.
That's
but if you're selling business services, that might not be the best thing
exactly.
to do.
So you have to take into consideration the
That's
business.
Right.
Some people have the wearable shirts with their logos. I have no problem with that at all. But to really look good. And I was telling the folks this morning in the meeting about a company that was at the biggest trade show of the year in the pet industry out in Las Vegas. And it was a company that did a tremendous amount of marketing before the show. And people were just lined up to go in and do business with that particular company. But when they saw the owners who were dressed in shabby T-shirts and they wore the same outfit, the same slacks every day that were not well-dressed, plus they were standing in the booth probably playing with their cell phones or games or whatever, a number of companies said after they met them in person, they had second thoughts about the product line that they were selling because the trust factor started to go out the window at that point.
Right.
Even though people were lined up to buy it, they were calling in saying they wanted to stock that product. So you need to be dressed in a way that's professional and a way that you'll be remembered.
Yes.
So, so we talked a little bit about that today, so that was kind of neat. I think your shared space location is beautiful. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
I really, really like it. And you have one room with a conference table in it.
I have one room with a conference table, and, of course, it's Wi-Fi'd, and that has no cost to anyone. And in that conference room, we have a flat-screen TV, which can be hooked up to your laptop mm-hmm. so you can project whatever you would like, whether it's an internet connection or your own PowerPoint slides or a YouTube can go right clean through that TV. And that's all wireless as well. And then we have the same thing available in our larger space where there's a 6x6 screen and project on that. And I have the equipment for you to use, so you can just come with your thumb drive. We'll hook you up and get you started. Yeah.
I think it's hard to find a place as you have. They're not around every street corner.
No.
And the ones I've seen, some of them I don't think are as adequate as your space.
Well, thank you. I
really think that.
I haven't seen a whole bunch. I just know what I have to sell, so to speak. But I've loved the building. We had a very successful business there. It's a quiet place to work if you're looking for a heads-down environment mm-hmm. in an office. Or it's a place for you to, you could potentially, we don't have a massage therapist there, but there's certainly space for a massage therapist and an appropriate windowless room for someone to use for acupuncture or other health practitioners to use.
Yeah, that's really very nice. Well, I'm going to move on to some of our advertisers, or those who support this program, and we'll come back and chat a little bit longer.
Okay, great.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, the owner of Russ Moore Mentoring Group here in New Jersey. And we have a wonderful guest, Linda Reed Friedman, who has a wonderful business background. And you've kind of – that's what I love about somebody who's been around for a while, because you have been exposed to so much in business that I think you – And I'm sort of in the same place as you are.
Yes.
Where you take all those wonderful experiences and you wrap them up into something even
yes.
bigger and better.
Oh, I hope so. I'm wrapping anyway. As I said to someone today, when people come and visit me at Hunterdon Shared Space, even if it's just to wander through, I hope they leave with a little bit more than what they came with, certainly in terms of a little bit of coaching, a little bit of help, a little bit of encouragement, so that whether or not they use the space, they've been happy for the experience of being there.
Well, that's really, really wonderful. You know, you have the name, the business name of Advanta Strategies. Is that a business that still is operating?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the speaking business and the workshop experience.
Oh, okay.
And Advanta Strategies and I, as Advanta Strategies, I do workshops through Penn State frequently and through several other colleges, and they send me out to their regional locations. And I'm excited this year because I have the opportunity to go out to the main campus and do a workshop that I've done frequently and love, and other people seem to love it as well. And it's a creative thinking workshop, and it's a 3-hour workshop, and it provides you with seven different creative tools for you to use to solve your problems, because creativity not only it answers questions. If you have a question, you can find an answer. But when you have a problem, you need to solve your problem. And in solving that problem, that's where creative thinking comes in. And there are so many resources that you just need to know that what's available for you to use. And so it's fun. We start off with a couple of M&Ms to let people know that they're still creative. And it's a pretty extensive workshop.
Well, I'm very curious about this. So we only have a little bit of time left, but can you give me a quickie story on an example of what you may have encountered with a student or a client as you walk them through the process and where they started and where they ended up? Is that the right question to ask?
I don't know.
Are there any case studies that you could share with us based on
I can give you a quick case study of creativity
and how it was used
and one of the things you can use to solve a creative problem, but you have to really have a very, very, very open mind. So I'm going to tie it into Toastmasters and one of the events at Toastmasters is table topics, and that means no matter what someone throws at you, you have to speak about it for at least 1 minute, but no longer than two.
Oh.
But we did not have a table topic this past time. Nobody was willing to step up to the plate and be the table topics master. So we opened a piece of paper, and I said to the person who was holding it, just close your eyes, put your finger on it, and come up with something. What are the words that you read? And he said, oh, it says cut the material. And that's what we used. And how did that blow up into a creative solution? Well, three people had to speak about those three words. Mine was to cut the material because I love to sew. And so I talked about my sewing experiences and cutting material. Someone else talked about writing a program that they were working on that got too long and they had to cut their material. And unfortunately, I have forgotten what the third person specifically was talking about. But the creative solution had to do with taking those three words. And how do those three words apply to the problem that you are currently trying to solve?
Yeah.
Because it will just tweak your imagination in a direction you may not have considered initially.
That is so interesting. So
that's just one method of using your creativity.
Interesting.
Yeah. And fun.
Right.
But you really have to be open-minded because otherwise someone says, I'm to do what? That's not going to work. But we could give you an example now. I mean, you could just do that and close your eyes on your piece of paper and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, as an entrepreneur, you have the opportunity to be creative.
Yes.
And that's the ultimate, I think, when you work for yourself. Nobody's going to tell you you can't do something. And you don't have to go to a committee to get approval.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, you just go do something else.
That's right. You say, oh, I don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you can stop. You don't have to take it through the stage of being bored and miserable. And that's what I love about being an entrepreneur and being in business. I was never bored. There is always something happening, good or bad, because it's not all good. There are some things that happen that you really wish they wouldn't. But I was talking to someone the other day, and she said, well, I can't talk to you right now. I got this all blew up and what have you. And I said, well, you better go take care of it now before it gets any bigger, because when you have a problem, don't sweep it under the rug. The sooner you address it, the smaller the problem becomes.
That's right. I hate to say this, we're kind of at the end.
Oh, we could go on for another
two days. We could. You're just going to have to come back.
Well, so, I'd be delighted to
why
do
don't
that.
You just tell us quickly how to get hold of you if someone has a question or wishes to use your shared space?
If you have a question, go on to hunterdensharedspace.com. And you'll be able to see the facility, what the pricing is, what the schedule is. You can call me at 814-360-1950. That, of course, is my cell phone, a carryover from my life in Dead Center, Pennsylvania. And or email me at Linda@HunterdenSharedSpace.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions, schedule a tour, and grab a cup of coffee.
Well, thank you, Linda Friedman. I'm very happy that you're here today.
Oh, thank you. I've had a wonderful time. Thank you for the invitation.
I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, Russ Moore Mentoring Group, and anyone who would like to suggest a topic for or an person to interview can reach me through teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. That's teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. HunterandChamberRadio.com. And please visit us again next week, next Thursday, on the same station from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Wishing you a great evening and a wonderful weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Get countries like Russia and Iran to use their influence with the Assad regime to expedite the kind of political transition that everybody acknowledges is necessary.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest explaining, despite proof that the Syrian regime is using chemical weapons against civilians, President Obama is not going to take any action against the Syrian government. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence back in his home state of Indiana addressing officials in Kokomo after yesterday's tornado outbreak.
The efforts here